News. Sign up to our monthly e-newsletter. Did you know you can receive all the latest member news, announcements and opportunities for you and your family in your inbox every month? Whether you're a member, a family member or a carer, all you need to do is visit the member area on our website at blindveterans.org.uk/member-updates and sign up. Simple. Armed Forces Cricket, T20 at Lord's. Last month, our members, staff and volunteers attended the 2024 Inter-Services T20 Cricket Tournament at the Home of Cricket, Lord's. For the second year in a row, we were selected by the Armed Forces Cricket Board as their supported charity for the event. The tournament, which is sponsored by Raytheon UK, selects a military charity to support, and that honour has gone to our charity. In 2023, we received over £16,000 from the tournament, and it's expected that this year's total will be even higher. Local blind veterans and their partners were able to attend the event with free tickets provided by the board. Also, member Simon Brown was there to take part in the ceremonial coin toss. The Navy, Army and RAF all won one match each, so it came down to run rate to decide, and the Navy became the champions for the first time in 14 years. Blind Veterans UK Bowls Championships returns to Rustington. The Bowls Championships will return to Rustington on the 15th to the 21st of October. The championship welcomes bowlers of all levels and abilities, and shoes and woods can be provided if you don't have your own. To book or for more information, please call the Rustington Centre on 01903 945 301. Volunteers Week. As we reach the end of the financial year, we'd like to celebrate the significant contributions of our volunteers in the support they give to members and the charity as a whole. The last financial year has seen our volunteers generously give a total of 25,138 hours of their time for us. A significant achievement, especially as this is even more than last year's 20,000 hours. This month, on the 3rd to the 9th of June, Blind Veterans UK will be celebrating Volunteers Week. This is a national celebration to recognise the formidable efforts and impact volunteers give. To mark the occasion, all our volunteers will receive a card designed by members to thank them personally for their continued support. As a charity, we've been working hard to raise awareness about the volunteering opportunities available at the charity and the incredible work our volunteers do. We recently ran a social media campaign to attract more volunteers to our charity. This was a great success, reaching an audience of over 170,000 people new to our charity and resulting in 400 expressions of interest. We're still looking for new volunteers, so if you or someone you know is interested, please do get in touch at volunteer@blindveterans.org.uk or speak to your local community teams, who will be happy to discuss the local volunteer opportunities available. And to all our volunteers, we would like to extend our sincere thanks for all your incredible efforts and the time you give for our cause. Without you, we simply would not be able to do what we do. Ian Millard, 1958 to 2024. We are very sad to let you know that member and former staff member Ian Millard passed away in March, age 65. Ian will be known to many of you as he worked as a massage and holistic therapist at our Brighton Centre for 15 years. After serving in the RAF, Ian was discharged in 1990 after his eyesight had become affected by an uncommon genetic condition. Soon after this, he joined St Dunstan's and took on various forms of training until going back into education in the late 1990s. This is where he found an interest in massage and became proficient in many holistic techniques. Ian took the opportunity to work at our Brighton Centre as an independent self-employed therapist. He was a great support at the centre, providing treatments for staff, residents and holidaymakers alike. He was also a very active runner and completed many marathons and half marathons in aid of Blind Veterans UK. In fact, in 2003, he was on the front cover of Review, having completed yet another London Marathon. He was also a keen golfer and bowls player, regularly competing in and winning competitions. Ian was devoted to the charity and supported in many different ways, even helping to advise on equipment and the treatment room set up at both Brighton and Rustington. He also played a leading role in member activities at the centre, such as Pamper Weeks, creating the programme himself and encouraging other members who work as massage therapists to join him in providing treatments. He supported and mentored other members who were interested in learning and working as therapists, and helped to coordinate training and professional weekend studies together. Happily, during this time working at the centre, Ian met Angie, who worked as a cashier. They married in 2018 and had a son, David. All the staff at Blind Veterans UK would like to offer our sincere condolences to Angie, David and all their family. Ian was an asset to our charity and we are extremely grateful for everything he achieved. He will be missed. D-Day 80 messages. As part of our D-Day 80 commemorations, our Chief Executive Adrian Bell and President of Blind Veterans UK Colin Williamson have recorded special messages which you can listen to by calling our free phone number 0800 160 1178.